the sword with both hands. The sword comes alive, turning from shimmering silver into ice blue. Blue flames lick across the blade, a sword that glows with power, just as Six had talked about. It swings the sword in my direction, and another dagger comes flying off the tip, straight at me. This I can do, I think. All the hours in the backyard with Henri preparing for this very thing, always the knives, more or less the same as a dagger. Did Henri know they would use them? Certainly, though in my flashbacks of the invasion, I had never seen them. But I had never seen these creatures either. They were different on Lorien, not quite as sinister looking. On the day of the invasion, they looked sickly and starved. Is it Earth's fault for this convalescence? Have the resources here caused them to grow stronger and healthier? The dagger literally screams as it rages towards me. It grows and becomes consumed in flames. Just when I am about to deflect it, it explodes into a ball of fire, and the flames jump to me. I'm trapped within it, consumed in a perfect sphere of fire. Anyone else would burn, but not me. And somehow, it causes my strength to return. I'm able to breathe. Without the soldier knowing it, it has made me stronger. Now, it's my turn to smile at its own futility. "Is this all you've got?" I yell. Its face turns into rage. It defiantly reaches one hand over its shoulder and returns with a cannon-like gun that begins conforming to its body, the gun wrapping around its forearm, its arm and the gun becoming one and the same. I pull the knife from my back pocket, the knife that I grabbed from home before returning to school. Small, ineffectual, but better than nothing. I open the blade and charge. The ball of fire charges with me. The soldier squares its body and brings down its sword with force. I deflect it with a pocket knife, but the weight of the sword snaps the blade in two. I drop the remaining pieces and swing as hard as I can. My fist slams into the soldier's gut. It doubles over, but comes right back up and swings the sword again. I duck beneath the blade at the last second. It singes the hair on top of my head. Right behind the sword comes the cannon. No time to react. It hits me in my shoulder, and I grunt and fall backwards. The soldier regroups and points the cannon in the air. I'm confounded at first. The gray from the trees is being pulled away and sucked into the gun. Then I understand. The gun. It needs to be charged before it can be fired. Needs to steal Earth's essence in order to be used. The gray in the trees isn't shadows. The gray is the life of the trees at its most elemental level. And now those lives are being stolen, consumed by the Mogadorians, a race of aliens that depleted their planet's resources in the quest for advancement, now doing the same thing here. That is the reason they attacked Lorien, the same reason they will attack Earth. One by one the trees fall and crumble into heaps of ash. The gun glows brighter and brighter, so bright that it hurts the eyes to look at. No time to spare. I charge. It keeps the gun pointed at the sky and swings the sword. I duck and plow straight into it. Its body tenses and it writhes in agony. The fire surrounding me burns it where it stands, but I've left myself open. It swings the blade feebly, not enough to cut me, but there is nothing I can do to prevent its fall. It hits me, and my body is hurled backwards 50 feet as though I'd been struck by a bolt of lightning. I lie there, my body shaking with post-electrocution tremors. I lift my head. 30 piles of ash from the fallen trees surround us. How many times will that allow him to fire? A slight wind kicks up, and the ash begins filtering across the empty space between us. The moon returns. This world to which it has brought me is beginning to fail. It knows it. The gun is ready. I wrestle myself up from the ground. Sitting a couple feet away, still glowing, is one of the daggers it fired at me. I pick it up. It lowers the cannon and aims. The white surrounding us is beginning to dim, color returning, and then the cannon fires. A bright flash of light, containing the ghoulish forms of everyone I have ever known. Henri, Sam, Bernie Kosar, Sarah, all of them dead in this alternate realm, and the light so bright that they are all I can see, trying to take me with them, raging forward in a ball of energy growing as it nears. I try to deflect the blast, but it's too strong. The white makes it as far as the fiery enclosure, and when the two touch, an explosion erupts, and the power sends me backwards. I land with a thud. I take inventory. I am unharmed. The ball of fire has extinguished. Somehow, it has absorbed the blast, has saved me from what I am certain would have been death. Surely that is how the cannon works. The death of one thing for the death of another. The power of mind control, manipulation that plays on fear, possible through the destruction of the elements of the world. The scouts have learned to do this weakly with their minds. The soldiers rely on weapons that produce a much greater effect. I stand, the glowing knife still in my hand. The soldier pulls some sort of lever on the side of the cannon, as though to reload it. I sprint towards it. When I'm close enough, I aim for its heart and hurl the knife as hard as I can. It fires a second shot. A torpedo of orange raging its way, the certainty of a white death coming mine. They cross in midair without touching. Just when I expect that second shot to hit, to bring upon that death, something else happens instead. My knife strikes first. The world vanishes. The shadows fade, and the cold and the dark return as though they had never left. A vertiginous transition. I take a step backwards and fall. My eyes adjust to the dearth of light. I fix them on the dark figure of the soldier hovering over me. The cannon blast didn't travel with us. The glowing knife did. The blade sunk deeply into its heart, the handle pulsating orange beneath the moonlight overhead. The soldier staggers, and then the knife is sucked in deeper and disappears. It grunts. Spurts of black blood pump from the open wound. Its eyes go blank, then roll back into its head. It falls to the ground, lies motionless, and then explodes into a cloud of ash that covers my shoes. A soldier. I've killed my first. May it not be the last. Something about being in the alternate realm has weakened me. I place my hand on a nearby tree to steady myself and catch my breath. Only the tree is no longer there. I look around. All the trees surrounding us have collapsed into heaps of ash, just as they did in the other realm, just as the Mogadorians do when they die. I hear the roar of the beast, and I look up to see how much of the school is left standing. But instead of the school, there is something else. 15 feet away, standing tall with a sword in one hand and a similar-looking cannon in the other. The cannon is aimed right at my heart, a cannon that has already been charged, glowing with power. Another soldier. I don't think I have the strength to fight this one as I did the last. There is nothing I can throw, and the gap between us is too great to charge before it fires. And then its arm twitches, and the sound of a gunshot rings through the air. My body instinctively jerks, expecting the cannon to rip me in half. But I am fine, unharmed. I look up confused, and there, in the soldier's forehead, is a hole the size of a quarter spurting its hideous blood. Then it drops and disintegrates. "That's for my dad," I hear behind me. I turn. Sam, holding a silver pistol in his right hand. I smile at him. He lowers the gun. "They passed right through the center of town," he says. "I knew it was them as soon as I saw the trailer." I try to catch my breath, staring in awe at Sam's figure. Just moments before, in the first soldier's blast, he was a decaying corpse sprung from hell to take me away, and now he just saved me. "You okay?" he asks. I nod.